Some people never learn. I know, because I'm one of them. This past week, having vowed, once again, never to build another guitar or banjo, after 10 attempts that resulted in a couple of keepers, some maybes, and the rest just testimony to prove the old adage, if at first you don't succeed, try again, a bogus aphorism as useful as QAnon logic. When we built our palace up the hill, I tried to learn the art of drywalling. Buddies told me I'd eventually get the hang of it, just keep going. A couple weeks later, not only didn't I see improvement, the mud and the tape were worse than when I started. Patience, you see, isn't a virtue in my book. Instead of drywall, we put cedar floor to ceiling. I hope never to handle a piece of gypsum board again as long as I live. So when I swore off luthery, what did I do? No, I didn't build a piano, if that's what you're thinking. I built an instrument stand to put some of my half-assed acoustic guitars and banjos on, but halfway into the first one I thought, why not make a music stand too? Kill two birds with one table saw. You know, of course, the first one was a little less than the vision I had at the start. Okay, but nothing to write home about. So I modified a bit of the design and built a second one, which in some way better, some ways worse. Don't ask me why, but yeah, you guessed it. I built yet another one, figuring mistakes made, but lessons learned. Of course, being a so-called artist, not a furniture factory, I redesigned every time, apparently for the challenge and obviously for the aggravation. The third one was actually better than the first two, even though I rebuilt half the second. As the finishing is drying down below me here in the shack, I'm promising myself to stop, you know, building more instrument stands, although that piano sounds challenging.